Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Also, I do want to mention that we had a couple of people text in to tell Ronge about the green bean casserole. Here's one. Can cut green beans, Campbell's cream of mushroom soup, milk, pepper, and canned onion rings. Mix all and bake the top with more onions.
Hold on a second. Canned onion rings?
Yeah, they're the fried onions. They're fried onions. You know what they are. You've seen them. They're little. They're not big. They're like little fried canned onion rings. Yeah, but notice how many times I said canned. Also, I think she meant cream of mushroom soup, but it says cram of mushroom soup. Another one, the recipe I use, 2 bags of frozen green beans, 1 can of cream of mushroom soup, 8 ounces of sour cream, 2 cups of shredded cheese, and then mix in and then top with something crispy.
I guess that we were not a green bean casserole family. Because I don't think that I'm sure I've had it. I don't know, but it wasn't a staple for us.
Amy, not a little old lady, but fresh ingredients make green bean casserole so much better. But I still use Campbell's cream of mushroom soup.
Oh, so I guess that is a real thing.
Yeah.
This message says, we just found a flaw in the system. If you arrest the guy that takes prisoners from jail to court, there is no one left to take him from jail to court. So that's, wow. I guess, what happened with Alfred Montgomery today. Are we just going to say that's what it is? Or the federal prosecutors just forgot. That's
Maybe
my assumption.
He's playing 4D chess, and he thinks, man, if I can get arrested first, I won't be available to go to court because I'm in jail.
This message says, I was shocked to hear that Chris's man, the sheriff, is 28 years old. Is this correct? He looks a lot older.
I actually thought he was like 24.
No, he's like 28,
he's
maybe
young.
29.
Yeah.
But absolutely, that is true. So, dude. Great stuff. Yeah, he was supposed to be on trial today, starting today, and they've pushed it back because federal prosecutors did not decide.
Hey, guess what? Did you recently see in the op-ed of the New York Times, it is a piece called, well, is it called? It's titled, Did Women Ruin the Workplace? And
yes.
And I'm not joking. Now, all of you listeners are going, see, I told you. I'm sure there's a couple of you who agree with that. But no, did women ruin the workplace? It was a real op-ed. And it really is looking at women in the workplace. And there's this very bizarre war on women that tends to, that recently has kind of come from the right and like the super fringe right who think the, I think the barefoot and pregnant cliche is what they're going for. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a super bad idea because a lot of conservatives or people on the right believed the Democrats were kind of waging a war on women. We had the whole Ketanji Brown Jackson when she was becoming the Supreme Court Justice. They asked her to define a woman. She said she couldn't because she's not a biologist. And so there was this, this idea on the right that this whole not being able to define a woman or what counts as a woman was very offensive to the right. And now they've decided to launch their old war on women, where I saw this guy who's insane wants to repeal the 19th. Repeal the old 19th because he said it's actually in women's best interest if they can't vote.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So great strategy by the right, everyone. But a list of things said to have been ruined by women compiled by this man who was inspired by the op-ed in the New York Times. Did women ruin the workplace? There's one. Two. This one is from years ago. Are American women ruining the art of cooking?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. You know Jack Nicklaus?
Yeah, the golfer.
Yeah. Jack Nicklaus says women are ruining golf's future.
He did? When did he say that?
So there's not a date on this one, but they're pictures of newspaper clippings. So they're legit. But I don't see the date, but it must have been a while ago. This one looks very old. Are women ruining the country?
Oh.
That seems broad. Yeah, it's going to be the topic.
That's what they used to say in the 50s.
Of a London psychologist. I think this is from the 50s. Here's another one. Oh, no. Women are ruining marriage.
Again?
Yeah, sexual anarchy is being fostered by independent wives.
I love the headline that says, Women Ruining Men, says editor. Like, what is this by Dorothy Rowe, AP Women's editor? American women are making milksops of their men. What is a milksop? You ever heard that term before?
Yes.
And do you know what it is?
Yeah, I think it means like a wimpy pushover.
Oh, okay. A milksop.
Yeah.
All right. That's really something.
A milksop. Yeah. A person who's indecisive and lacks carriage.
Well,
or a
how
wimpy
about that?
Pushover, as
yeah.
I said.
Okay.
Yes. There's also a story from London. Women are ruining theater.
How are they ruining theater?
Well, they're going too much. They said twice a year is sufficient for women who are over the age of 40. What does that even mean?
So this is the person who's compiled this list of actual article clippings.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is the same person who makes threads of... young people don't want to work anymore. He calls it a history of people don't want to work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we always think that's this new phenomenon where people just don't like having jobs. And then he goes back 10 years. Here's an article that says people don't want to work anymore. He goes back 20 years, 30 years, 100 years. You see these articles of people are lazy. And it's like we just keep redoing the same old tropes over and over again, or how young people are ruining the country. The new generation is ruining the country. So, and you can go back 120 years and there are articles written about how young people are ruining the country.
So Hal Boyle, he is a prolific Pulitzer Prize winning journalist for the Associated Press. He died in 1974, but he wrote an article, Are Women Ruining America?
See, there you go. There you go.
I like women are ruining the world.
That's a big one. The whole world?
That's amazing.
The whole world. Texter to the show says, women scare me. Well, my guess is a lot of people listening feel the same way. That we probably have a lot of dudes listening to this show who are scared by women. What you need to do is just get out there and talk to women. It's okay.
Yeah.
Get out there and talk to the ladies. They're nice. They're fine.
We're not going to hit you. We may stalk you for years and find your vulnerabilities and exploit them. But other than that.
Oh, my God. Do y'all love to do that? This person writes into the show. It's my wife's birthday. Can I have some Rams money to buy her a gift? No, you cannot have Rams money to buy your wife a gift. That's not how that works.
But maybe we could engrave her name on the smaller arch that we're going to build with the Rams money.
That is right.
An 817. Jeff in Tulsa.
Hey, Jeff in Tulsa.
He said, who the hell puts cheddar cheese in green bean casserole?
I don't know what's supposed to go in it in the first place, so you could throw anything.
Ron is the wrong person to ask.
Do you put, like, pork? Is that a thing you put bacon or ham or something?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I guess I have had to.
Are women ruining the English language?
Yes. I guess I have had green bean casserole. It's not really a thing for me, though, but it is our Twitter poll, right? Yes. Is that our Twitter question of the week?
Green bean casserole, yay or nay.
Do you know what I do? Yes, that is our Twitter poll. We're not going too deep with this one.
No.
No. What is funny, though, is all these stories about women ruining this, women ruining that. Men have run the world forever. Like, you couldn't even get a credit card by yourself as a woman until the 70s, which is insane. So think of, like, all the wars that were fought and all the terrible things that have happened in world history. We weren't in charge. That's not our fault.
Do you think...
You guys have messed things up pretty badly.
Well, speaking of women, we do have a woman who is the mayor of St. Louis.
Yes.
And Ricky from South City says, I emailed Mayor Spencer to see if we can get Ranji's trees off the roof of the Millennium Hotel. So, do you think Mayor Spencer... First of all, I would like to know if you get a response. Let us know what the response is. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, do you think Mayor Spencer could get those weeds for me if she... put her city government muscle behind it.
So listen, I think she could. However, I don't think we need to bother the mayor with this. The mayor is
well. Ricky
very
already
busy.
Did.
Well, Ricky, the mayor is still dealing with city government and like the, you know, tornado cleanup and all these other very, very serious things. We don't need to bother the mayor. We just need to bother Cordish, maybe
Cordish.
Yeah.
And the Gateway Arch Park Foundation.
The Gateway Arch Park Foundation.
And I've been trying.
If we bother them, we can get the weeds. And then our idea is we are going to put the weeds that were on top of the Millennium Hotel, we're going to put them on top of our building.
Yeah.
And this is not a joke. If we get those weeds, we truly, and we are going to probably live stream it or record it and stream it later.
And I will not be getting permission from this building.
No.
We're just doing it.
Yeah. You're fine. 314, because you brought up milksop. This guy says, or lady, I usually tune out when people use terms that haven't been in common usage since the 1800s, like milksop. My guess is that's when their idea was last popular.
I've never heard milksop. I'm going to start using that a lot now in my daily life, I think.
Okay, great. Yep. Revenge text. Can a billionaire from St. Louis buy a building in Singapore and put weeds on that top of that building?
Oh, that is fantastic.
Why didn't we think about that?
So to explain this, the Millennium Hotel site has been owned for years by a group from Singapore, which is why it was allowed to just be derelict for all this time and no tenant, no redevelopment, no nothing. And finally, the city was able to take it away. So that is a great idea. Let's buy a building in Singapore. We'll put weeds on the top of that building, and that'll be our revenge for them letting that building here in downtown St. Louis just deteriorate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Now, Chris and Amy visit with the KMOX newsroom.
All right, we got Sean Malone back because we were talking to him, I don't know, about a half hour ago or so, and there had been a development in the Sheriff Alfred Montgomery trial, and that development was it didn't happen today like it was supposed to, and Sean had to go because the judge stepped out and was able to speak to everybody. Okay, Sean is back with us. What did you learn?
To be clear, it was Judge David Mason, the former judge who's acting as the attorney for Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, not the judge overseeing the case. But what the judge in the case did say, and it stumbled out of the gates a little bit, if you will. There was an hour 15-minute delay from when the trial was supposed to start. Attorneys for both the attorney general's side and for the sheriff's side going in and out of the back room. The federal prosecutor was in attendance today. She went into the back room at some point. So everyone's kind of eyeing each other like something's happening. We don't know what the something is, but it's happening. Well, that something was Sheriff Alfred Montgomery was not released by the federal government. There was no decision made on the motion to release him. It's not that they refused. And because of that, the sheriff could not attend the trial today. And Judge Stephen Omer said from the bench that he just did not feel comfortable moving forward having a trial without the sheriff there to be able to defend himself. Now, after I was talking with you guys, Judge David Mason, who is the attorney representing Sheriff Alfred Montgomery, came out to talk to us. And they said they put the motion in a week ago. Judge Mason said they typically try to put these motions forward a month ago, a month in advance. Usually that's more than enough time, he says. Judge Justin Gelfand, who's handling the federal side of things, he did the motion himself. He says a week is more than enough time, but they just did not get a decision on it.
Did they forget?
The attorneys, both of them that we spoke to, Gelfand and Mason, didn't say that they forgot, that just the federal government has other priorities and just did not get to it yet.
So it's not that they couldn't make up their minds.
Not from my understanding.
It's that they didn't get to it, because I don't know what the decision, quote unquote, would be.
The decision is just whether or not Sheriff Alfred Montgomery should be released from detention for a day to attend his trial. And just no decision was made by the federal judge overseeing his federal criminal case. So hopefully we'll get an answer on that today. There is a meeting at 12:30 in the judge's chambers, so we can't publicly attend it, between the attorneys representing Sheriff Alfred Montgomery and the federal prosecutors and the federal judge, basically to see if they can hash this out today and get an answer today as to whether or not he'll be released. I asked Gelfand, I asked Mason if they expect to get an answer today on whether or not the sheriff is going to be released, and neither kind of expected it. They hope to, you can tell, but neither said, yes, we should get an answer today one way or another. Neither were willing to go that far. But for the time being, the sheriff remains locked up. The trial is for the Quo Warranto is in limbo right now until we get some kind of an answer of whether or not he will be released. I think it'd be pretty surprising from my non-lawyer perspective, but, you know, outside perspective, that they wouldn't allow him to be released for a day. It's not like he's going to, you know, a Blues game or something like that when he's getting released, or, you know,
that
like
might be punishment
he's going
enough.
To a trial. Yeah, this season, especially with how they've played at home, it might be punishment
okay,
enough.
Okay, hurtful. Sorry,
cruel and unusual punishment.
Sorry. You know what this feels like with all of these developments with the sheriff's case? It feels like National Treasure, when Nicolas Cage keeps thinking that he's going to find the treasure. It's just another clue. I feel like this whole sheriff rabbit trail is just going to be another clue, another trial date. Something else is going to happen.
It's going to keep going until the story just manifests into a black hole, sucks us all in it, and that's the end of humanity.
Like, you're going to disappear one day, and we're going to be like, where's Sean? And
he's in the black hole at the courthouse that opened up during the criminal trial, the trial of Alfred Montgomery.
So is there a possibility this can get hashed out today and it starts tomorrow,
yes.
Or how would this work?
So there is a meeting. I don't know whether to call it trial. I don't know whether to call it hearing, but it's scheduled for 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, where we could basically just act like none of this had happened. The sheriff is to be released, and that's when his trial will begin, because both sides were ready to go to trial. But we don't know what's going to happen. That's going to be up to whether or not the federal government and the judge, the magistrate judge overseeing this, makes a decision, not just any decision, but the decision of, yes, you are released. And if he decides, no, I'm not releasing you for this, then we're kind of in limbo here. We don't know when the trial to remove the sheriff from office permanently will be.
Did we ever find out which jail the sheriff is in?
I have heard rumors. I don't want to disclose it because the federal government does not disclose what jail he's in. So I don't want to speak on that per se.
Okay. And if you can't speak on this, but do we know he's in a federal jail because it's a federal crime?
I don't think he's in a federal jail. I'll leave it at that.
Know. Yeah. What if we just can't find him?
Do we know if
we know where he is?
Okay, we didn't lose
the sheriff isn't on the run at this point.
Okay. Well, yeah. No, not that he's on the run, but what if we put him somewhere and we don't remember where we put him?
That'd be quite a screw up from the federal government. You do that to any prisoner, that's quite a screw up. Of you go to release someone for a trial and it's like, okay, did they escape? Do you know where he is? You saw him last.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, this is my favorite thing that's ever happened.
Don't give up on your dreams.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
That's what Sean told the newsroom. He said, this is a real inspiration. Ranj did not give up on his dreams. Mm-hmm. And what happened? He got another day.
Your sheriff has been saved for a day. That is one day longer than the mall was saved for. So
Yeah. Think about that. I didn't get to save Chesterfield Mall at all.
Not even for a day.
Not even for a day.
Look at me. I'm doing great.
Look at you go.
Sean Malone. Cloud nine. Sean Malone, you're the best. Thank you.
Anytime, guys.
You know, Ranj, I think you are the new... I know there's already a patron saint of lost causes, but that could be you with the sheriff and the Bears.
Hey, Bears are in first place, dog.
I think you are the patron saint. The White Sox? What in the world?
On November 18th, the Bears are in first place. So that's 10 weeks into the season. I'm not going to, do not disparage them, because right now they're looking real good. Hey, Dave Grelly from the Pliadors will join us in just a moment. They got a show coming up at Del Mar Hall, and we will talk to Dave about that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, the Pleiadors playing on Friday at Del Mar Hall. The doors open at 7. The show is at 8 o'clock. And we've got with us Dave Grelli, who is in charge of the Pleiadors. He's
in
the man.
Charge.
He's and, the captain.
Get to work.
And vocalist Tanka Mimi is with us as well. So,
yay,
Dave, Tanka, how
in
are
the
you?
Building. Hi, how are you?
We're good.
Yeah, doing well over here.
Yeah.
Guns and Hoses.
Guns and Hoses.
What a great event.
Have you ever been?
Yeah, I have been. But, I mean, obviously it reminds me of Guns and Roses and that anniversary just passed where Axl jumped into the crowd.
Was it the anniversary?
Or no, it was the... Maybe, yeah, I don't know. Well, I just saw something pop up.
It wasn't the Riverport.
Yeah, thing. That was the one.
Yeah.
That anniversary was just recently?
I thought
you might
was.
Be right. I don't know.
I thought it was.
We don't need to check.
I don't know.
Let's just assume it is.
Yeah, let's
just assume it is.
It happened. It happened.
We speculate.
I sound like my mom. I saw something on the internet.
You like your sure, mom?
That's
or sure?
Axl Rose really wanted to be closer to the fans. They were in disagreement.
Anywho, it happened. Yeah.
I saw something on the internet. That's literally our show.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That is it. I saw this thing.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us about the show. Yeah. It's on Friday.
Yeah. The show is going to be our, I guess, seasonal St. Louis show where we will have the full or almost the full Pleiadors crew. And we are going to have very special guests. Cutta and friends, an incredible up-and-coming artist here in St. Louis that we're really excited to share the stage with. We're going to be playing a bunch of original music. We've also lost some legends this year that are big inspirations and influences to us, so we're going to do a nice little tribute, and it's across the spectrum from, you know, Ozzy Osbourne to D'Angelo. So, it's going to be an exciting night.
Awesome. And then... So, Tanka, how did you and Dave meet? How long have you guys been occasionally or frequently collaborating with each other?
Consistently for the last, almost year? Maybe
yeah,
year.
Maybe
I met him through Dede James of Dirty Mugs. And he was telling me about Dave, and I guess he was telling Dave about me. He's like, you guys should meet. I mean, we know a lot of people in common.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was when I officially met you, it was at the Black and White Ball, the Nelly's Black
Oh, the
and
Nelly
White
Black
Ball.
And White Ball. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I heard so much about him. And then we just got to talking. And he just texted me out the blue one day. He's like, hey, let's grab tea. let's talk and about music.
Did I say
and
let's about, grab
you
tea?
You
tea?
Did? Let's grab tea.
I don't know about that.
Wow. Fancy.
So, how sophisticated.
No,
I know. I really surprised myself. Did you have tea?
I pegged him as a coffee guy, but he had tea.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like, you know, again, because I'm like my mom. I love you, Mom. And, you know, maybe it was afternoon. And
it
afternoon, Dave can't,
afternoon.
Dave can't drink coffee. He'll be up all night.
Because musicians famously go to bed early.
Oh, yeah. Like, do you see these rings under
reverse,
my eyes?
In reverse.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't stay up all night.
Rock stars love it. I need to get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, singers
no
out there.
For me after two.
If Dave Grelly asks you to tea, you know it's going down.
We kicked it off. I forget the cute little tea place. It was Central West End, I believe.
But yeah, what is it? I don't know.
It was cool. It was a beautiful day, and we talked, and it's like, come on in, and yeah, we just got working together, and it's been fantastic.
The same old Pliadors thing.
Yeah, he introduced
me. You know,
yeah, he recruited me.
That's the thing I love about your band the most, other than you're in it, is that it's just like a constant stream of really great musicians, and you're just bringing in people and. It's like a just a big family.
Yeah, it really is. It's like
100%.
You know, it's like initially it was my opportunity to kind of showcase all my best friends who are all insanely good at what they do, and kind of let the St. Louis music scene know what we have here, and if I got to play God and surround myself with superior talent,
Captain.
You know, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really is, you mentioned how the music you'll be playing on Friday, in fact, right? Mm-hmm. Is it Friday? That it really runs the gamut of all these different genres, but it's like a lot of jazz and funk and soul are your roots, and then you kind of branch off from there to attack different songs.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would say yes on that.
Yeah, me personally, and I think a lot of the band members play in so many different groups and are influenced and inspired by so many different genres.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I grew up on everything from classic rock to R&B and soul to Vivaldi and classical, and we're not doing any Vivaldi.
It's like when everyone has to get out of the pool and it's the adult swim and it like really messes up the flow. I mean, you like it, but that's what the vocals
are. We're not going to mess
up the time. It's for another time.
Yeah. I hope by now I can write a set list.
The flow and the groove is just great. It's just
exciting. And even the
exciting.
New songs we're writing.
Yeah,
there's this new song that Tanka sings on called The Breaks, and it's kind of more like punk reggae, almost like the Police inspired. And then, you know, there's another new song that's a little more soul, like
The New Benny.
The New Benny. The almost like Benny. PJ Morton vibe or I don't know. Anyway.
So you don't know the set list yet for Friday?
You know, I like to send out a big list of songs and then depending on how they sound at rehearsal, kind of seeing what we're killing. And you know, if we need to work a little harder on one, if I really wanted to make the set, we will. Or if it's just like, this isn't happening. And isn't happening, quote, isn't happening, for me, is probably different.
Now, Tanka, you'll be singing.
I will be singing.
Friday night.
Yes.
So growing up, who inspired you? What did you sing?
Oh, everyone from like Whitney to like Aretha.
Mm.
Those are some pretty good ones.
But I also like classic rock too. I like rock music, and then so like Guns N' Roses, and I just all over the spectrum.
Yeah.
It depended on the day.
Yeah.
But my go-tos were like Whitney and people of that, and then
I got into Shaka Khan there.
Bette Davis. Just all over the place.
Tanka is an incredibly versatile singer also. Like, can get soft and subtle, and then you can hear that rasp in her voice.
I worked on that rasp, by the way.
You worked on it?
I was like...
okay.
Yeah, I was like...
No, but you can work on it?
I think so. I did.
Okay. I know McCartney, you know, on Oh Darlin', if anybody knows that.
Oh, I love that song.
When he's saying that, he's got a really raspy voice, which for him was kind of uncommon at the time. And he said he just went outside of Abbey Road Studios and just screamed, like, at the top of his
really?
Lungs until he could barely talk, and then came in and sang the tune.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, Tanka, so there
it
you go,
doesn't
Tanka.
Seem sustainable. Seem sustainable, yeah. But you got it for that
one song.
What drew you to Tanka?
You guys can't see her, but the vibe is, the vibe is impeccable.
The coolest person easily right now.
Well, they can. I mean, they can watch on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. I think Twitter is having some issues today, but you can still see the show and you can see Tanka. And Dave.
Yeah, they're her voice is incredible. It's really versatile. And, you know, being a member of the Pleiadors, for anyone who's seen us before, it's not just about lead vocals. There's a lot of different featured vocalists on a show. You know, for example, our good friend Neil Salsic will be there. Sia Collins will be there. Bianca will be there. I mean, Anita Jackson might be there.
Fingers crossed on that one.
Everyone takes turns, you know, kind of doing their thing. And then there's no egos, so people will sing background vocals, harmonies. And in this band, it's really good to be able to have a really attractive voice to cut through and, you know, catch people's attention, but also to blend, you know, with harmonies and stuff is equally important.
That's awesome.
And she's incredibly versatile as a singer.
So you think people are going to be like, they're not going to be sitting down.
No, they will be grooving.
Yeah.
And also, she has her own personal fan. It's like Steven Tyler. Like, it just blows her hair the whole time. And I kind of was hoping she was going to bring it in here since the AC went out.
Well, we have a fan.
Rip him.
Yeah.
Let it rip. She'll be right at home.
When you said her own personal fan, I literally was picturing, like, there's this guy that goes to all the concerts.
Well, there's probably also that.
Just dances. Like, you might want to keep an eye on that guy.
Dances would be best.
Yeah, that fan has a personality of its own. They're like, you got your fan today? I'm like, Of course.
I love it.
Yeah, that's her gear.
But it's probably practical because aren't the stage lights super hot?
1,000%. 1,000%. 1,000%. I'm like, I don't leave home without it.
You don't.
I do not.
I respect it.
Do you carry it yourself or do you have a fan person?
So there is a
personal fan carries her personal fan.
There's a bag, okay. Yeah.
There is a bag that carries said fan.
Oh, you have a fan for it?
Yeah. Like it has wheels and everything.
Look at that.
You should get a fan carry the fan.
I'm blown.
I could get a fan to carry the fan to provide the fan for me.
See?
No, I had no idea. Like, was your first show at the pageant with us?
Yes.
Yeah. So her first show's at the pageant. She's got the fan rocking, you know, huge stage, huge room, hair blown everywhere, looks super rad. And our next show, you know, that's a big room. Our next show is at Joe's Cafe. And if you don't know Joe's Cafe, it's like...
Fantastic, by the way.
It's the coolest vibe. It's like if City Museum was like a little living room that had awesome intimate shows. And she's got the fan there.
That's
awesome. You know, and I'm like,
I love it, dude.
And that was when I was like, oh, okay, Tanka is for real. This is the vibe. I love it.
I don't go anywhere without that thing.
I love it.
I get in the lights. I mean, not that I need a reason, but the lights and all of that. It keeps me cool.
Yeah.
So that's when you know.
I like to be cool.
That's when you know you have a cool job. When it makes sense to have a fan blowing your hair. Like, you can't do that if you're a CPA. Maybe you could. Maybe you should. Maybe CPAs would be more exciting.
You mix up those numbers, you get a little hot. You like,
all right, guys, let me set up for my PowerPoint presentation here.
Is it just me or is this CPA kind of sultry?
No offense, CPAs.
Yeah, we love the CPAs. We need them.
CPAs are welcome.
We totally need you guys. Yeah. Please. Great at what you do.
Appreciate you guys coming. And Dave, I appreciate you bringing the Bo Jackson jersey. Woo! He's got a great Sox Bo Jackson jersey.
It's so good.
It is.
Thing's all right.
It's hard to beat this jersey. And as a Cardinals fan, you can rep the Sox.
That's right.
We have equal, I don't want to say hatred, but hatred towards the Cubs, right?
Ouch.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't quite I think I do understand it, but I think Sox fans hate the Cubs more than we do here.
Okay.
Well, that's because they've got the...
Not
like,
more than I do, though.
Their brother syndrome.
It is. It's a little brother thing.
Sibling rivalries.
The way Cubs fans feel about us is how Sox fans feel about them. They get very jealous of the attention.
Yeah.
And there's this inferiority complex that exists.
Interesting. Now, do you guys think,
should work on that.
Like, I've heard that there is a perceived rivalry with Cardinals and the Royals. Is that this is nothing like that, right?
Because
you're not in the same city.
No, no, no.
The Royals are cute. It's
right.
Cute. Yeah, the Royals are, they exist.
They're like, oh,
we're mad about 85.
We have a rivalry.
That's cute. Yeah. We're mad about the stupid umpire. That's
just
it.
Just say this about the White Sox.
Don Dechinger. Wait, was that his name?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The White Sox, listen, yeah, you're not the Cubs, but they have Obama and the Pope.
Yeah, they do.
Like, so, come on.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, you got to stop complaining.
And they had Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
And Michael Jordan.
Well, Obama
and Frank Thomas.
That's right.
But Obama and the Pope didn't play for the White Sox.
And
they
were
just in attendance.
Yeah, they were their fans.
They were just true. Back to the fan. I see what you did there. True. I see what you did there.
South Side is like, you know, it's more respectable.
I agree with you. That's right. Yeah. The Pleiadors with Cutta and Friends Friday. Woo! Doors open at 7. The show is at 8. You can get tickets at thepageant.com. You can see the Pleiadors. You can see Dave Grelly and Tanka Mimi.
Come, thank my
you.
Darling.
Thank you guys for coming in. Looking forward to Friday.
Thanks for having us every time.
It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Hey, as we say goodbye here, I'm late to the party with this story. Did you hear? Stop me if you heard this about the United Airlines flight that made an emergency landing
at Lambert
in St. Louis a couple days ago?
Yeah,
because of the bomb threat.
Yes.
I missed that completely.
Yeah.
The guy, do you know how it came about?
Did he go into the bathroom, say he was fixing to blow it up?
No.
Like the guy at the Home Depot?
No, but do you know how it came about? He told someone there was a bomb in his wife's bag. Do you think he was trying to get her arrested?
Well, women do ruin everything, you said.
They do, but they made an arrest, and I believe it's just the guy. But it was a flight from Dallas to Chicago, emergency landing in Lambert. They were delayed 5.5 hours. No, nothing, you know, no bomb on board or anything. So then everybody got back on the plane. They flew back to Chicago.
It was a 4-hour delay, right?
5.5 or something.
Do you know how infuriated I would be if I was on the way somewhere, even if I didn't have to be there at a particular time, and we were diverted for 5 hours because one dipstick on the plane decided to make a bomb threat?
Yeah.
I think you should be allowed to drag him outside and beat him.
Okay. That's illegal. Raj, this is why we have a justice system.
I know.
Because of people like you. But do you think he didn't want to be arrested? Do you think he was trying to get his wife arrested?
Yeah, it makes me wonder what she's done.
Well, I don't know. Like, if we were traveling, if I was like, oh, he has a bomb in his bag, I would be thinking they're going to get him. They think I'm the hero, but I'm not. Now I'm arrested.
You know what? Let's see. You being arrested.
Okay.
Would my life change for the better? Let me think about this.
Well, it might be more difficult for you to take a vacation.
Hey, we appreciate you listening to the show today. And we want you to come back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And don't forget our big anniversary broadcast all day long on KMOX on Thursday. It's 11:20 day.
It's going to be a whole party.
I mean, we won't have a show like at our regular time slot, but we're going to be on. Everybody's all over the place. It's a really awesome day we have planned.
And just so you know, and Matt confirm, I believe, because we're not talking to Major Garrett on Thursday. We're talking to him tomorrow.
That is right. 10:30 tomorrow.
Yeah. So because I know that's a big deal, Major Garrett. So he's joining us a day early, Wednesday at 10:30.
That's right. So we will talk to Major Garrett tomorrow. But if you missed anything on the show today, just download the Odyssey app and listen there, or the iHeart app, or wherever you get your podcast. But we'll be back tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Gas House Gang is coming up in just a few moments with Tom Ackerman, Bernie Miklas, and me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.